Well, we've seen some of your different presents this morning. So let me ask you all a very relevant question for a church service, and it is this. Do you believe in Father Christmas? Do you believe in Father Christmas? Well, yes, no, maybe. Well, looking at some of your faces, it seems that we live in a very cynical age. Perhaps to a very expensive age, looking at the faces of some of the parents here. But it's remarkable, isn't it, what Father Christmas achieves. I'm told that even if he only visits countries where he's celebrated, that's still more than 100 million homes. And even with 31 hours to work with, accounting for the different time zones, he's still only got 1,000th of a second per child to park up, grab the presents, go down the chimney, if there is a chimney, dump the presents, drink the sherry, eat the mince pie, and get back up again. And even if you assume that he takes each child only a medium-sized Lego set, oh, that were the case, parents, that sleigh still weighs over 300,000 tons and would have to be pulled by 200,000 reindeer. And I'm told that with centrifugal forces 18,000 times that of gravity pinning old Santa to the back of his sleigh, air resistance comes into play. And with that payload at that speed, apparently, each set of reindeer, then Santa, then sleigh, then presents would spontaneously combust, creating deafening sonic booms in their wake. As Bart Simpson once put it, there's only one horizontally challenged guy who gives us presents at Christmas, and it ain't Santa. Well, perhaps for good reason, not everyone believes in Father Christmas. But you can make up your own mind. But sometimes we might think that God is like Father Christmas. Not old man with beard, no. But some of us might think that God doesn't exist. But if the Christmas story is true, then God is nothing like Father Christmas at all. Because this passage claims that God really does exist. This passage claims that he's shown himself to us in the person of Jesus. And that is what we are celebrating with great joy this morning. See, John, in his gospel, he doesn't tell us anything, actually, about shepherds or angels or mangers or magi, but he does tell us about the very heart of Christmas. And he starts, verse 1, by saying that before there was anything but God, the Word, that is, the Logos, the reason for all things, was with God and was God. And this Word was coming into the world, coming to that which was his own, to his people, to his creation. Well, how will this Word come? Will the Word come as a burning bush? Will the Word come as an angelic chariot like Ezekiel saw? Well, now he tells us. Verse 14, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. Now that is supposed to shock. It doesn't just say the Word became a man, but the Word became flesh. That means became like you and I in our frailty, became like you and I in our weakness, because the Word is Jesus Christ, fully God, yet fully man, fully human. Sustaining all things by his powerful word, yet at the same time, a baby unable to speak. That's so beyond our understanding, so mind-boggling, yet that is the wonder of Christmas. Boys and girls here, if you have a younger brother or sister, can you remember seeing them as a tiny baby lying in a cot? Well, Christmas is about realizing that God has come as a tiny baby lying in a manger. God, the Creator, comes into the history he's created. God with skin, the all-powerful becoming a number of chromosomes. The invisible becomes visible. The untouchable becomes touchable. The infinite becomes finite. Spirit becomes matter. Eternity enters time. The almighty becomes weak. A baby who would divide history into two, changing time, impacting nations, bringing billions of people into relationship with himself. For this is God on earth. The Word became flesh. Can you marvel at that this Christmas time? In what is our second pandemic era Christmas, where there is so much to be fearful of, isn't there? So much to be uncertain about. Can you marvel that the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God entered Mary's womb, taking away our fears, giving us certainty for the future? The Word became flesh. But not only that, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. This is Old Testament language giving the idea that God pitched his tent, God tabernacled amongst us. A baby in a manger is the new tent of meeting, the place of atonement where heaven and earth meet. Even as Revelation, the last book in the Bible, looks forward to the dwelling place of God being amongst people once again when Jesus returns to bring heaven's rule here on earth. So this baby is the meeting place of God and people. And that's why John says, we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son. Sometimes we say, don't we, show us what you're made of. You ever heard anyone say that? Show us what you're made of. Meaning, show us your character or show us your skill. But for God, showing us what he's made of is showing us his glory, showing us his glory. We talk at this time of year, don't we, about Christmas cheer or turn on the radio for a bit of a Christmas magic. But a much more important phrase is Christmas glory. What does John mean by glory? He means God's presence with us. So when the Word became flesh, it didn't obscure his glory. But actually, his glory is made visible because in Jesus, God is here. So we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, Jesus did not come to stay as a baby in a manger, but as Penny reminded us in her prayers, Jesus came to grow up and to launch his kingdom, his rule and his reign on this earth, dying for us to pay the price for our sin, rising again to defeat death and to begin new creation life. So can you see his glory? Many people in the Gospels, they did not acknowledge his glory. They said, baby in a manger, a carpenter's son, the scoffing and the mocking at the cross. Most did not have eyes to see. And friends, sometimes we can make the same mistake at Christmas. We can look for glory in all the wrong places. We can look for it in the Christmas trimmings. That's the turkey, the tree, the tinsel, and the telly. While we miss the glory in the manger. And so we miss the glory of the cross. And so we miss the glory of the resurrection. But that's why today is a great day to put your faith in Jesus for the first time. That's the true glory of Christmas. So forget Santa and stockings and presents after the Queen's speech. This is the most glorious gift in the universe, given to you at Christmas time. So understand for the first time that your sin can be dealt with and new creation life can begin because the Word became flesh. Do take home, completely free, one of these booklets, should be one in every other seat. Christmas in three words, which explains a bit more about the true meaning of Christmas. Because at Christmas we understand that God is big enough to become small. He is strong enough to become weak, a helpless baby born in Bethlehem. The Creator becomes an infinitesimally small fetus. No wonder we celebrate if that is true. And no wonder we gather to worship and to sing, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. God and sinners reconciled. And that is what we proclaim in our last carol. So let's stand and sing these wonderful, amazing, incredible truths together. Let's worship him. Wonderful. Well, as we close, do help yourself to celebrations on this day of celebration. There's still a few Christmas cards out in the corridor in our post system if you want to go and check. And do join us tomorrow, 10:30, here for another short service. We'll be looking at Simeon in Luke chapter 2. But a final prayer as we close. So we praise you, our loving Heavenly Father, you who gave your very self in human form, your majesty born into our poverty, the God of creation born into creation. And we thank you that today we find in you a focus for our activity, a hope for all humanity, a love for all eternity. And as we celebrate this day, your birth, help us to accept your love so freely given that we may live the life that you have called us each to live. Amen. 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 Well, blessings for a wonderful day ahead and a very happy Christmas to each and every one of us.